From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,033rd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring the singing ranger, Hank Snow.
But I gotta keep moving, no time to cry, chasing a rainbow till the day that I die. Rain starts to fall and the sun fades away. Memories start calling and another blue day. It's hard to keep trying to reach for a star with no one beside me but my old guitar. But I gotta keep moving, no time to cry. Chasing a rainbow for the day that I die. Just thinking over the years of my life, my many proud moments, my struggles and strife, the days of good fortune when a good gal was mine, how foolish of me to have left her behind. But I gotta keep moving, no time to cry, chasing a rainbow till the day that I die. My mind keeps a-wandering things in my past, the money I made that I couldn't make last, the vows that I broke and the lies that I've told, mistakes that I've made in my quest for life's goal. But I gotta keep moving, no time to cry, chasing a rainbow till the day that I die. How often I think of things I've missed, of the girls that I knew that I never kissed, of the dares that were offered I never did try, lost many good memories, how foolish was I. But I gotta keep moving, no time to cry, chasing a rainbow till the day that I die. The prairies and mountains, I've left them behind. I'm adding the mileage to this life of mine. From old California to the cold eastern sea, then back through the southland to old Tennessee. But I gotta keep moving, no time to cry, chasing a rainbow till the day that I die.
Hank Snow and all the Rainbow Ranch boys with another of Hank's latest RCA Victor records, Chasing a Rainbow. Well, thank you, Hank, and welcome once more to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a real pleasure to have you with us tonight. Say, we've got a great show lined up for the folks.
That's for sure, Grant. There's Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins and Del Wood.
Yes, Tommy Jackson and Ben Smathers, along with all the Stony Mountain Cloggers.
And as our very special guest, that boy who's been setting the music world on fire lately, Carl Ballou.
We'll be hearing from Carl in a few minutes right now. It's time we heard from that man who paid $1,000 to have his family tree looked up just to find out that he was a prize sap, Archie Campbell.
Hello, Hank. How are you?
Hello, Archie.
Don't start no trouble with me tonight, boy.
What's the trouble? What's
Take
the trouble
Take the ad-libs there, but boy, I'm mad. I was never so mad in my life. Mad at my wife. I'm telling you the truth. If I had a horse, I'd horsewhip her.
Now, what on earth are you mad at your wife about?
My grannies, I'm mad at her. Well, for one thing, when she married me, she cheated some woman out of a good husband.
In other words, you think that you're a ladies' man, right?
I think that I'm a ladies' man?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think so myself, Hank, but what's my opinion against thousands of women?
Well, why are you mad at your wife, then?
Well, Hank, I told her to sew a button on my britches, and she didn't do it.
Now, Archie, that's not important enough to get mad at your wife about.
Yes, it is, too, by granny. When I tell my wife to sew a button on my britches, I want those buttons sewed on my britches or else.
Now, wait a minute. Which is the most important, your wife or your britches?
Which is the most important, my wife or my britches?
Right.
By granny, my britches is the most important.
Now, how can you say that?
Well, I tell you, by granny, I can walk down the street without my wife.
Well, since you're sore at your wife, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What's that?
I'm going to introduce you to a real cute little number.
Oh, you mean this one right here?
I certainly am. Miss June Webb, this is Archie Campbell.
Hi, June.
Hello, Archie. How are you?
Fine. I'll swear you're pretty, and do you smell good? Hey, by granny, you smell good.
Well, thank you. You smell, too.
Thank you. What is that, what kind of perfume is that you're wearing there, June?
Well, this is expensive perfume.
It is?
It's Chanel No. 5, and it costs $15 an ounce.
Chanel No. 5, $15 an ounce,
that's
huh?
That's right. Of course, it doesn't cost me anything.
Don't cost you anything.
No, I live over the drugstore, and I know the druggist.
Live over the drugstore, you know the druggist.
That's right.
Take a little whiff of that right there. How do you like that?
What is it?
That there, honey, is pure corn number 10. But it don't cost me anything. You see, I live over the still. I know the feller that makes the stuff. Say, June, I want to have a heart-to-heart talk with you, honey. Something I wanted to talk to you about, if you don't mind.
Well, all right, but I'll tell you, my mother said to tell me that I had to say no to everything.
She told you to say no to everything?
I had to say
she
no to everything.
She didn't tell you very plain, did she? Well, do you always say no to everything?
That's right, I do.
You do?
That's right.
Well, do you mind if I hold your hand?
No.
Well, do you mind if I put my arm around you like this?
No.
Well, do you mind if we leave right now?
No.
Well, good night, friends and neighbors.
Neighbors, our guest tonight is a young man who has been making a great name for himself in the music world, both as a songwriter and a singer. Let's have a great big Opry welcome for our good friend and buddy, Carl Ballou. Carl, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Real good to be here, Hank.
Say, it's your first time on the Opry, isn't it, Carl?
That's right, it is.
Well, now, neighbors, in case you don't happen to know, Carl records for Decca, and he's a star on the Louisiana Hayride that comes out of Shreveport.
But the best way to find out about Carl is to hear him sing. So here he is with one of his Decca records that looks like it's going to be another smash hit. No Regrets.
No hard feelings and no regrets. There was a time that you loved me, but now it's just a memory. You're telling him what you told me, and soon he'll be the same as me. No hard feelings, no regrets. I'm not sorry we ever met. Remember, darling, I love you yet. No hard feelings and no regrets.
No hard feelings and no regrets.
Perhaps you'll need me. I'll be here. I'll be awaiting, for I still care. So please remember, I love you yet. No hard feelings and no regrets. No hard feelings,
no, hard feelings.
No regrets.
No regrets.
I'm not sorry we ever met. Remember, darling, I love you yet. No hard feelings and no regrets.
No
hard feelings and no regrets.
Say, incidentally, Carl, you happen to be a pipe smoker?
As a matter of fact, Hank, I am. I've been smoking a pipe for about 2 years, and I'll tell you something. Lately, I've switched over to that good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Ah, that's the way I like to hear you young fellas talk. Now you're using good smoking sense. You know, Prince Albert has that mild and mellow flavor, that smooth, easy-going taste that works just right, whether in a pipe or in a roll your own. You want proof of that? Then try PA and see for yourself. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
You know, Hank, I can believe that, but I like Prince Albert because it's always fresh.
Naturally, because P.A. sells the fastest. It moves the freshest off the shelf to you, and P.A. is crimp cut, so it packs firm, smokes cool and steady burning without hot spots. Yes, with young smokers or old, P.A. is the favorite. In fact, Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Here's Tommy Jackson, along with Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Clockers, to give us a demonstration of some great country fiddling and square dancing.
16 up and circle, let's dance, till babe and shake your step. Catch the barn rat in the mouth, grab the old girl and head from south. Hurry up, boys, and dance around, you ain't too good. All around, shake it down, let that big foot guard. Swing high, swing and low, swing your partner, go, go, go. Duck your horse, duck your hand. Swing that girl with a little white hand. Hurry up, boys, don't get late. Near as late as the world I take. All around, shake them down, let that beat the dog drum. Hurry up, boys, and come on, they bring your partner, don't be late. All around, shake them down, let that beat the dog drum. Cat and barn, hurt the mouth, hit your partner, hit the top. Hurry up, boys, and don't get late. Near as late as the world I take.
Now we come to that portion of the show when we pause a bit as our star sings one of the fine old hymns that have played such a great part in all our lives. Hank, I know you always select one of the best. Would you like to tell us a little bit about this one?
I certainly would, Grant. As a matter of fact, this has been another of my favorite hymns since the time I recorded it for RCA Victor some years ago. And now with the special help of our favorite quartet, the Jordanaires, we'd like to do God's Little Candles.
The angels are lighting God's little candles. Softly they glow as the day says goodbye. The angels are lighting God's little candles. We call them stars. They're our friends in the sky. The cares of the day like clouds roll away. When stars twinkle through, lights curl in love. The angels God's little candles. I'm all God's children were kneeling to pray. The cares of the day like clouds stars twinkle through night's curtains of blue. The angels are lighting God's little candles. I'm all God's children were kneeling to pray.
Thank you so much, friends and neighbors. We're awfully happy that you liked our hymn. But now we're going to call and have some fun here with a boy I know everybody loves. As a matter of fact, we have his fan club sitting out in the audience. It's our good friend, your good friend and mine, Chet Atkins, playing I'll See You in My Dreams. Chet.
Thanks a lot.
Really great. And now, it's my pleasure to introduce another great star of the Grand Ole Opry, one who has become, well, you might say, an institution. I'm speaking about the one, the only, the indestructible Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just as proud to be here. But it's just got to where it ain't safe for a pretty girl to even walk down the street or get on a bus or do nothing around here. Now, today, I was this afternoon, I was coming in on the bus, and I got on the bus down that grinder switch, and as a fellow had done got on at Hoenwall, and he'd been into them corn squeezings, you know. He'd been tipping that jug over his left shoulder. Well, sir, I sat down, and he sat down by me, and he looked over at me, and he said, well, I declare, I believe you're the ugliest woman I ever seen. And I looked at him, and I said, well, I believe you're the drunkest feller I ever seen. He said, yeah, but I'll be sober in the morning. Oh, it made me so mad, I didn't know what to do. I don't get to first base with some of these fellas here at the Opry either. Some of them, I don't believe they know there's a game on, you know it? Boy, I tell you right now, seem like I ought to be able to get a date with them now that the weather's so hot, because I heard one fella say just now, that Minnie Pearl leaves me cold. Looks like I ought to be able to do some good. But I just want to tell y'all, now you know there's a whole lot of talk going on around about these here rockets and outer space and all that sort of thing. I just want to tell y'all that my Uncle Nabob has been interested in space travel for about 20 years. He really has. I remember one 4th of July, Uncle Nabob took a notion he was going to make a rocket trip to the moon. He was already about as high as he could get without a rocket. He went down to Simp Sewell's fireworks stand and got one of them great big old skyrockets. It is big and it cost about $3.50. It's expensive. Well, so he come back up there at the house and he tied that rocket on his back and he got ready to light the fuse and I can see him now. He's standing there swaying and counting. One for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and four to go, and brother lit the fuse. Well, sir, there was a blinding flash, and the first thing you know, when it cleared away, there was Uncle Nabob done driv clear to his knees into the ground. He'd got the rocket tied on upside down. Well, now, that had stopped a lot of people, but not Uncle Nabob. He went back down to Simp Sewell's fireworks stand, got him another rocket, tied that one on. He got it on tied right this time. And I thought, this is the last I'll ever see of Uncle Nabob. About the time they counted it off, brother lit the fuse, there was a blinding flash and a roar, and we looked up, and Uncle Nabob's hat, coat, vest, shirt, and the top part of his long handles was soaring off into space. So you can just remember now, when you hear anything about folks going off into space, that Uncle Nabob was the first feller on Earth to ever send his laundry to the moon. Bye now, see you next week.
This is Hank Snow. You know, the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now, I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Yes, sir, Prince Albert sure is worth singing about. Like I sang, the proof is in the puffin. P.A.'s mild and mellow flavor is the favorite with making men everywhere. So roll your next cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Now here's our guest back again, and this time he's going to sing his great song. It's right up there on the top of the popularity list. Carl Ballou and Am I That Easy to Forget?
You say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away or forget the love I have for you. Yes, I could find somebody too, but I don't want no one but you. How can you leave without regret? Am I that easy to forget? Before you leave, be sure you find you want his love much more than mine. Cause I'll just say we've never met if I'm that easy to forget. Yes, I could find somebody too, but I don't want no one but you. I couldn't leave without regret. You're not that easy to forget. Before you leave, be sure you find you want his love much more than mine. Cause I'll just say we've never met if I'm that easy to forget.
Carl Ballou and his great Decca record, Am I That Easy to Forget?
And thank you, Carl. Thanks for being our guest here at the Grand Ole Opry.
And now it's time we presented another of our Opry-featured entertainers, our Down Yonder gal, whose RCA albums From Rags to Riches and Hot, Happy, and Honky are selling like hotcakes. Miss Del Wood, playing Are You from Dixie? How about giving us a quick rundown on your future plans before you go into this last big number?
Be glad to, Grant. Thanks for asking. Well, right now we're planning about a 20-day tour of the West Coast and parts of the Pacific Northwest under the direction of our good buddy Nat Nyberg. We're planning about 2 or 3 weeks in the Maritimes in eastern Canada for sometime October, and some dates with our good friend Ramblin' Lou up around Niagara Falls and in New York State.
Oh, boy. Sound like a lot of traveling, Hank, and good luck to you. Now, how about that song? Well, neighbors, our star Hank Snow, with one of his latest RCA Victor records, I Heard My Heart Break Last Night.
I heard the pitter-patter of a cold winter rain. I heard the lonesome whistle of a faraway train. As I sit in the silence, we're looking only
about pain. I heard my heart break last night. I heard the lonesome sound of the wind in the pine, and I knew that you'd never, no, never been mine. I felt the cold icy fingers of fear on my spine, and I heard my heart break last night. I heard the lonesome notes of a whippoorwill's song. I heard the mournful sobbing of a woman done wrong. And then I thought of you and the love that was gone, and I heard my heart break last night. I heard the lonesome sighing of the wind in the pine, and I knew that you'd never, no, never been mine. I felt the cold icy fingers of fear on my spine, and I heard my heart break last night.
Neighbors, that just about shuts the door for this evening. But before we go, may I say how nice it was having you with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Listen next week, friends and neighbors, when Porter Wagoner heads up the show with Cousin Jody as his guest. Till then, this is Hank Snow saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less. Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Bonneter, the NBC Radio Service.